We do want to get the conversation started with you. It is Friday. We're hanging out at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Sunday, we're over at the stadium, literally right across the street.
Sunday. Now, as Carl said, you got to pace yourself. This is full tilt boogie. I don't want to have some of you guys sitting in your chairs like boneless chickens on Sunday night. Remember, we're going to be over there at Signia. That's a brand new hotel, which is right on Northside, right past World Congress Center. So we'll be there, guys, coming up 1 to 4 Sunday. They've got a really cool bar, indoor-outdoor bar on the fourth floor called The Nest, and that's where you and I will be. So if you're just getting set up with your tailgate, come on over and have a cold one or whatever, and come say hello. And then again,
hello.
And then we'll have plenty of Falcons pregame, and then, as you know, about 8:20 or so on Sunday Night Football, all of America watching the Falcons, and I know it's going to be hot and steamy. I say screw it. Open the roof, man.
What is the temp? Is it going to be, what, 90? It won't be a game time, though, right?
No. Plus, it'll be dark. Dark is cooler.
I tell you, I would love for the stadium to be open.
Right. It would look dramatic.
We know they're not.
Arthur's birthday, Arthur's celebration for going to the Ring of Honor, you'll hear our conversation with Arthur Blank, guys, coming up at 3:20, if you missed it. And, he's talking about the legacy, the team, how excited he is, with this group and what they did on, again, something they don't normally do, you saw on Monday night.
Yeah, as you get yourself ready for this game, drinking. Make sure you drink plenty of water, y'all.
Hydrate, y'all.
I'm just telling you right now, all right? I mean, we want to be all in, but as Mike said, we want to make sure that you're ready for the third and fourth quarter. Hey, man, this hour is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. We got a lot to get to. Also coming up a little bit later on, our picks in the 4 o'clock hour.
And by the way, the station as a whole is hot garbage. We really need to turn this thing around.
Well, look, these games have gotten a lot harder. I know people don't want to believe that. But
Steakhouse is struggling. Andy, Randy is struggling. Well, I mean, we're struggling to a degree.
I think the college games have been a lot more difficult to kind of handicap, at least starting the season. Maybe as we move along, that changes.
I think we're just talking about this, Wes, one of our listeners here, about the nature of NIL and the transfer portal. Not everybody's like that round peg fitting in the round hole. There are works in progress. There's some guys that maybe they transferred for a reason. Maybe there was a reason. The old story about usually when a guy left, like a Van Dyke who wound up in Wisconsin, is you can't cut the mustard. For every Joe Burrow who made it work, there's 20 guys that are just mama's boys or helicopter parents. It's hard, Mom. I'm transferring. That don't ever get to the NFL. And I don't know how much of that we're seeing around college football, not just at the quarterback position, but how many teams are struggling kind of integrating some of those new pieces.
It's going to be a very interesting week next week. We know Georgia's off. They get Bama next week. We were talking about the slate of games in college football, but we'll give you our official picks coming in at 4 o'clock. All right, stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell. Whoa. No.
The roof will be open prime time, says a guy that found up that he says. Now, I don't know if this guy's got Fox. It says Fox 5 is reporting the roof's going
to
be open.
Is this accurate? We need to do some double checking.
Well, we don't have Ken Rodriguez to lean on anymore.
No, but I will tell you this. Based on the information the folks at Mercedes-Benz has given us, it's weather-related, heat-related, and there is a certain temp.
Let's have some of those fat slops in the Midwest exploding like popcorn in the hot sun.
If it is that, that's why they've been reluctant to open the roof in years past. Guys, we've had days like we're going to have on Sunday, and the roof hasn't been open. But again, it's Sunday Night Football. Chris, what do you got?
The official Mercedes-Benz Stadium account has confirmed the roof will be open.
That's right. And as Michael Jordan told us, the roof is the ceiling.
I'm happy about this.
The ceiling is the roof.
We were clowning around to start this segment, and I said they're not going to do it because they've never done it. But you know what? This is the magnitude.
Should have had it open for the Steeler game.
Well,
put some heat on that Steelers bench, in the sunshine.
But, Mike, this is more about showcasing your stadium and your city. This is the magnitude of this game that NBC comes in and says, are we opening the roof? Well, of course we are.
Right. I mean, I get it. Now, I don't know if they can't get that scoreboard wet, the halo board, if there's a problem there, and that's why they're so hesitant because, the old idea would be, well, if it rains, they can close that thing in 6 minutes, right? But I don't know. I'm not speaking out of turn. I don't know if that's part of the consideration. Either way, we love it. It's never open enough for my money.
No, please. I want to know what changed because they have this set of rules that they go by.
You know what happened? I bought the blank. I want the roof up. Open the roof. National television.
It's his birthday. It is. I agree with you. And he's being honored. Ring of Honor. It's a great setting. If you guys have never been down there when the roof is open, and to Mike's point, it's been far few in between. Okay? And we're not talking about Atlanta United games. We're talking about a sold-out Mercedes-Benz for a Falcon football game. It is unbelievable, and I'm glad that they're doing it. So that is good news. I'm glad our listeners hit us up with that, and now it's been confirmed by Mercedes-Benz.
Chris, an I-Team investigation.
All right, cool, man. Hey, we got to get to an NFL Blitz. NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. By the way, if the roof, as we said, and it will be open, at least according to the reports now that we're getting, Mike, that means there will be a lot of people wearing little of nothing all afternoon because it's going to be hot.
Yes,
and then when you go into the stadium, you usually cool off. That's not going to be the case.
We encourage all female fans to wear tank tops and tube tops. Although some ladies, well, they wear that anyway, even if maybe it looks like about 60 pounds of flour in a 50-pound bag. But, hey, I'm not judging. Either way, bring your freaky flag to the Falcons on Sunday night.
Last night, Jacoby Brissett, I don't know if you want to call it a benching, but Drake May came into this game, and today Patriots coach Gerard Mayo had to clarify that Jacoby Brissett remains the team's starting quarterback. Here is Jacoby Brissett talking about being taken out last night.
Told me he's going in. I mean, what? I'm not going to argue. Well, I don't know what you want me to say. Yeah, he just told me he's going in. I mean, I don't make personnel decisions. You know, my job is to go out there, get ready to play, put good football on tape, and put my best foot forward.
He's like, what you want me to do?
Hey, man, and by the way, whether it's Jacoby Brissett, you know, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Lamar Jackson, nobody could be behind that offensive line last night.
Five sacks, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, guys, they had four different players switching in and out. They had rookies at left. They had all sorts of things, and we talked about it. That's why I'm kicking myself. I didn't stick. My initial feeling was go with the Jets, and I talked myself out of it. Jets really just kicked butt and took names, and aside from maybe one ugly series before the halftime, they really look great, and Aaron Rodgers looked good. You know, certainly, you know, Breece Hall just looks like one of the most dynamic backs in all of football.
Yeah. By the way, Jacoby Brissett was hit 15 times last night. Sacked five.
And that's without Hassan Reddick.
Hit 15.
Yeah.
So a bad night. But he says, look, what do you want me to do? He will be the starter moving forward. Meanwhile, let's talk about our guys, man. Drake London was talking about if we're able to win this game, what does it do for us, our football team?
Yeah, I think it would be a huge statement, but again, I don't think we're expecting anything less right now. Our goal is to win, and is to win every game that we go into. So it'll be a huge statement, but again, we expect nothing less.
And that's because, guys, we know they come in with the resume. They come in with the pedigree. They come in with the rings.
They are those dudes.
Yeah, they're chasing three in a row. So it is a statement, but he's right. Nobody's waking up on Sunday morning saying, well, you know what, we're probably going to lose this game today. Not one Falcon.
No, I mean, the one thing that everybody's so worried about, and I heard Steak and Andy and Randy talking about it and the morning shift, is that Travis Kelce is off to a really slow start, and you don't want to see Travis Kelce all of a sudden get that 2-touchdown, you know, 80-yard game against us. But, you know, you play your game, and you know with the Chiefs, there's things they're going to score on. I just think that we're as we said earlier, change our attitude about how we're going to dictate some tempo offensively ourselves, and hopefully defense gets them off the field a couple of times.
Can I hear Drake also talk about, you know, primetime game and what it means for him and his football team?
It's amazing. Again, this is another step for us to build and to keep on going in the right direction, and I'm excited to get to Sunday and definitely play in prime time.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. My couple of injury updates. We were talking about Justin Herbert. He is questionable for Sunday's game against the Steelers.
Yeah, and that's why if we're ready to talk ish to Brian McFadden, if Sunshine West Coast isn't ready to go, that's a different animal. We'll see if they're going to tape it up. It is a high ankle sprain, which takes a while, and is all about pain threshold and can you step in. Meanwhile, Justin Jefferson, for fantasy owners with the Vikings playing the Texans, he has no injury designation as of today, so he'll be ready to go. So you have to worry about that. You mentioned Kareem Hunt will not play for the Chiefs, so it'll be the other guys, but you will not see him out there. Tua is going to travel with the Dolphins to Seattle, so he's going to be hanging with the team. He will not be able to play until week 8 with that IR designation.
Matt LaFleur has told reporters today that Jordan Love will be listed as questionable for Sunday's game. I don't think they play him. They're playing at Tennessee, but remember, he hurt his knee in the first game over in Brazil,
right?
And now all of a sudden he's being listed as questionable. I still don't think they rush him back. There's no reason to. It'll probably be Malik Willis, but the fact that he's even questionable is blowing my mind.
The Giants taking on the Browns. Won't have to worry about David Njoku. He is out. He's not going to play, but Myles Garrett will play. Back on the field, he had 2 days out of practice with a foot injury, but he's not on the injury report at all. So just maybe just give him some veteran rest. So one of the best pass rushers in the league going after Daniel Jones.
All right, guys, we got a lot more to get to. Arthur Blank stopped by the show yesterday. We're celebrating him, not Mike and I, the city, the Falcons. He's going into the Ring of Honor, and we talked to him about that and much more. Hear what he has to say coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But right now, let's say hello to the owner of our Atlanta Falcons. We love him, Arthur Blank. And Arthur, congratulations.
Arthur, getting a round of applause from the studio audience here.
Congratulations on everything. First and foremost, you know, you are deserving to be inducted into the Falcons Ring of Honor. But I want to ask you about the hospital, too, because I know how close that is to your heart. Right. And the new Arthur M. Blank Hospital ribbon cutting is September 27th. Talk to me about this project. And Mike and I were talking about it. We're driving down 85. We're
see your name. See that new Children's Healthcare Hospital. Amazing.
Well, it is amazing. The hospital itself is at 2 million square feet. It's the largest medical facility ever built in the state of Georgia. The gift that we are fortunate enough to be able to share with them is the largest ever in the history of the United States to a single pediatric hospital. So, you know, to be able to make that kind of contribution to a facility that's going to, you know, take care of our young people, you know, forever, and for their parents and for their caregivers and families, I think is an incredible opportunity for us. It's really not about us. It's really about, you know, and it's really even not about the building itself. It's about the doctors, the nurses, the staff, the folks within those four walls, 2 million square feet, that are going to provide that level of care to our young people. And our young people, as we all know, are about a third of the population of the United States and 100% of our future. So we need to take care of our kids for sure and their families.
It is Arthur Blank with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Speaking of the kids, I think the kids stayed up Monday night to celebrate. I said it's one of the biggest wins, in certainly in your stewardship of the franchise, for what it maybe represents and maybe changing direction for us.
Yeah, Mike, I think you're right. I mean, I look back on it, and it's, you know, last minute and 39 seconds, and to see what the offense was able to do. Our defense, as all listeners know, have played well in the first two games. We kicked off some rust, I think, in the first game, and I think we got running the ball and passing the ball, obviously, much better in game two. And you saw that all come together in that last drive, and Kirk Cousins did an unbelievably great job for us in providing that leadership that we knew he had and knew he was fully capable of, and has demonstrated that for, you know, his 12 now going on 13 years. So we're excited about where we are, and we have a huge game Sunday night. You know, in the NFL, if you have a loss, you can't carry that very long, because otherwise you're going to repeat the loss again. And with a victory, you got to move past it, celebrate it, and move forward and get ready for next opponent. In this case, Kansas City Chiefs, who've won the Super Bowl the last 2 years, obviously one of the very premier teams in the National Football League. So we'll have to play at our best, but we're looking forward to the challenge and to have it on national TV. It's the first time we've been on Sunday Night Football in 5 years.
Wow.
So we're excited about that opportunity as well.
Yeah, we said that to Coach Ra yesterday, Arthur. It's Arthur Blank, our owner, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We said, you know, it's been a while, and he kind of shook his head at us, and he said, I know, I was here. Like, I remember how long it's been. And it's like, you know, he understands the importance of the fan base coming out and how big of a game this feels like it's going to be. Arthur, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. I know you probably answered it, but for Mike and I, you know, the whole quarterback thing, we love Kirk. We love what he's shown us. This is why we went out and acquired him. But when they came to you and said, we want to draft one in the top 10, everybody around the country always asked me, did the owner know? Was the owner in on it? How much was this the owner? How much was it just a simple okay from you? How did that play out?
Well, it played out fully with my support. I mean, obviously, you know, Terry Fontenot, our general manager, Raheem, personnel, and to some extent coaching staff. I mean, the thing you don't want to do is be left in the spin cycle without a great quarterback in the National Football League. It's a hard place to be. It's a hard place to have kind of success, given the importance of that position in the NFL.
We have great confidence in Kirk Cousins. We have a 4-year contract with him. You know, hopefully it'll play out the 4 years and continue at the level that he's capable of and he's shown us he's capable of. But we want to be able to have a healthy transition whenever that ends, stops, move into the next to the next franchise quarterback. And I think our personnel folks and coaching staff felt that Michael Penix was an extraordinary talent and was worthwhile investing in him, that eighth pick. And at some point, whenever that is, when you have a transition, we have a smooth transition. And you can look at the model, what you know Green Bay has done when they moved on from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love. They have a world-class quarterback now. And there's been other examples that are like that throughout the NFL. And you try to make sure you can get that successful transition. And that was it's an investment in the future. And while at the moment it may not seem like the most important need, when you get 2, 3, 4 years down the road, whenever that point may come, let's say 4 years down the road, you want to be ready in that position. Because the penalty, the cost of not being ready, we've seen that in our own franchise more recently. And you see it in other teams' franchises as well. So I think it was great forward-thinking by our leadership. I give credit to Raheem and Terry and their staffs. And I'm fully supportive.
It is Arthur Blank with us, guys, here on the WadeFord.com hotline. We're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. So we've talked about your legacy here. When you take over from the Smith family, I remind some of the younger audience who don't remember, you dropped ticket prices to $10 and $300 level. We packed Georgia Dome, sign off on trading for Mike Vick. You know, we talk about bringing soccer here, the stadium, a legacy. Now we get World Cup. And more importantly, Arthur, now we get free hot dogs in honor of your induction into the Ring of Honor. And are we gonna run out of hot dogs on Sunday night?
Mike and Carl, and all of our listeners, and we're really concerned about Mike and Carl. We limited to 2 free hot dogs per person. The chips, and we thank Levy, our partner, our food and beverage partner. We thank Coca-Cola for their support. And really, you know, this food and beverage philosophy we've put in place with fan-friendly pricing, which has been in place since the stadium was opened up in 2018, has gotten the recognition from our fans, which is the most important folks. You use the word owner and steward. I would always say I use the word steward, not owner, because that's what I consider myself, to be a steward for our fans. We wanted to find ways to say thank you, show the deepest appreciation we can for our fans, for everything they give us, their time, their energy, their resources, their commitments. And it's one way we can do it. In this case, we've gone beyond fan-friendly. We've gone super fan-friendly, which means for nothing. So instead of $2 for a hot dog and, you know, $3 for a Coke, whatever it may be, and chips, you can have all that for free. So it's just a recognition of a way of saying thank you to our fans for everything that they bring to us, their energy and everything else they bring to us. So
It's going to be a lot of fun on Sunday night. There's no doubt about it. And I think, you know, for the fan base, Arthur, and I'm sure you've sensed this, you know, being out and about, like, people are excited about our team. I mean, you know, that makes us feel good. We talk about it all the time. We talk about this team every day. And it's one of those things where I said to Mike, everybody is talking about the Falcons.
Yeah. Well, I think that's true, but you know you can't. I mean, I think we know this, and our fans know this too, is that you know this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. We got 2 games behind us. We're pleased the way we played on defense, certainly in both of the games. As I said earlier, got a little rust kicked off game one. We played well in game two, both on the ground and passing the ball. So, you know, I'm excited about where we are, but, you know, every Sunday is a battle, not just against the Kansas City Chiefs, but whoever we're playing, it is a battle in the National Football League. So we're focused. We have our head down. We're as intentional as we could possibly be, and I think we're well positioned. But, you know, we have to go out and compete and perform. And I think we have the roster to do it. I think the fact that someone like Jesse Bates got Defensive Player of the Year list last week, the National Football League. Beyond him personally, it's more symbolic, I think, of our entire team. And he symbolizes really the best of our veteran population as well as our young players. So we're excited about where we are and look forward to Sunday and take it from there. But tremendous thank you to our fans for their incredible commitment to the franchise and they should always know that we're totally, fully, 100%, 1,000% committed to being great stewards for them in every possible way that we can be, both on and off the field.
And one thing for certain, I know nobody wants to win more than you do, and the idea that maybe, you know, the worm has turned and we've got some things that are really trending the right way. By the way, happy early birthday, 8 days away from your birthday. And what would a championship in the NFL mean to you?
Well, it would mean a lot to me, but not for me. It would mean a lot to me for our fans and for our coaches and for our players. Everybody connected to the franchise. And it's never really about me. It's who I represent. It's who I support, who supports our franchise. So I would love to see those rings, those championships, come to Atlanta more frequently than they have of late. And I think we have the leadership to be able to do that. But, you know, it's easy to say it. We got to go out and do it. And our fans know that, certainly, and I fully appreciate that.
All right, Arthur, before we let you go, Sunday's a big day. You're going into the Ring of Honor. What's your pregame meal? What are you eating? What do you do before these games, these big moments, Arthur Blank? What do you do?
Do you sleep in, Bloody Marys?
Really good question. I usually don't eat very much. I mean, I'll eat, this is a game we kick off at 8:20, but let's assume it's a normal 1 o'clock game. I'll usually have a fairly light breakfast, and then I'll normally don't eat something of significance until the end of the game. I'm just not able to eat. I'm so wired, and my energy, my adrenaline, everything's at, you know, the highest possible level, and I'm so focused on the game. And it'll be the way this Sunday. I'll eat something certainly sooner, given the kickoff time, but, it'll be something easy to process, something easy that I can keep down, so... It's going to be very exciting, so I'm looking forward to Sunday night.
When you're on the yacht, is it burgers and brats? What do you do on the yacht?
It's a variety of food, Mike, and we'll have to make sure that you have an opportunity to share it at some point, but the food is good. But
I'll swap the decks.
Really about me. It's always about our guests. So.
Right.
It's always about you. Arthur Blank, seriously, congratulations.
And thanks for being such a great friend to us and always giving us the access. Carl mentioned that earlier. Yeah. You know, you've always been so great to us in the show over the years.
Come to my office, you idiots. Arthur, thank you. Congratulations.
You both have been incredible. Your station has been incredible. Your listeners are incredible. So we always want to show appreciation and thanks for everything you guys do for us, truly. So I always enjoy hearing you both. You know, thank you very much.
We love the big guy, and you know, I've known him, Carl, since I got here, and he had ownership back in 2001, and as you said, always been so great with us and always the access he gives us and cool stuff like getting to hang out in the private super-duper VIP that night for the United, amongst other things.
The best part about this interview, and I don't even know if you guys heard it, he's literally saying, Mike, you've got to come on board and have the food on my yacht. And I'm like, wait a minute. Did you guys hear that?
I mean, Arthur's got a destroyer-size, you know, personal yacht.
Incredible.
That would be something to – and I'd say, Arthur, we got to go to Monaco.
Yeah.
You know, and just drop anchor, man. Let's go to the race.
Can you imagine rolling up with Blank for the F1 race? Oh, my goodness. Hey, man, coming up. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. We're going to get to our picks coming up next hour. We will dive deeper into this Falcons-Chiefs matchup, guys. We've been talking about it all day. The latest on the injuries as well. We've got a few more to report in regards to our game specifically. Stay there. Yeah, man, no man's next. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Roof will be open.
Right on.
Mercedes-Benz roof will be open on Sunday night for Sunday Night Football. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Wait, John Fricker here. Will the roof be on fire? We don't need no water.
Let it burn.
Let that mother scratcher burn.
Let it burn. So that is good news, at least according to Mike and I. I don't know where you're at on this.
I just think, and I know this gets right now, there's probably somebody with the Falcons going, stop talking about it. We just don't open the roof,
Mike,
up enough for what it cost.
We don't.
It just, you know, it's cost an extra quarter of $1 billion to do it. Open it.
Yes.
Let's go, baby. We live in the South. The weather's friggin' perfect. Let's rock.
No, I agree. We got to wait to November until it's like 65 out.
Yeah,
I agree. All right, coming up, we're going to talk some college football. We'll give you our picks in the 4 o'clock hour. Steve Kuhn and Hawk CEO is going to join us as well. By the way, just a few weeks away from the start of camp, for our Hawks, which is kind of surprising. It just seems – and maybe it was the Olympics, Mike.
Right.
It just seems like, you know, we just got done with the season, but I guess the Olympics and watching that. But we'll talk to Steve Koonin about all the things, and we'll get his thoughts on this upcoming weekend because it is a big weekend for owner Arthur Blank. And we know Steve knows everybody, supports all of our teams, and we'll get his opinion on that as well. Right now, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man. Turtle, what's going on today, my man?
Well, he spoke.
Who?
And he said it with his chest.
Who?
The Falcons' best player, Jesse Bates.
Aight.
Went on the Pac-Man Jones podcast.
Okay.
I guess he has a podcast.
What's
too.
Up, Joe?
Who doesn't? He said, quote, "I don't listen to much Taylor Swift, but obviously you got to have respect for her and what she's done. And the same goes for Travis Kelce. But once that clock ticks and we're in between those lines, I see red. And I may say some crazy stuff to him."
Oh.
"It may involve Taylor."
Oh.
"It may not. It's just a part of the game. You got to talk your smack."
All right, Jesse.
Yeah, man. Right. I love it.
I do, too.
You know why people like him? Because he's loco.
I love
him, too. I'm loco. I say, yeah, why not? I mean, look, good trash talking is part of the game. And if you want to get in his grill, get in his cage, I should say, about something to do with Taylor Swift, knock yourself out, man.
Now, usually, mamas and wives.
And kids. Off limits.
No women, no kids, Carl.
Right. Yes. But is it okay because of the celebrity status?
Absolutely. I think it is. And by the way, right? I don't think if Jesse is to say anything, and who knows what that – you have to know Jesse, and I'm just saying this from it's not like we're besties, but to be, the people that are around him, he's never going to say anything that would be so offensive and disgusting that it would get, you know, backlash after the game was over.
It's not going to be that. I think that's clean. I know that Simmons was asked some things, and I think he was not going to give anybody bulletin board material because he's got more interceptions, five in his career, than anyone else has against Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, a lot of that becoming from being in the AFC West when he was with the Broncos.
But I think, too, Turtle, you know, if he was to say, and maybe we could have some fun with this, what kind of trash talking would you say to Kelce on Sunday if you had an opportunity? I mean, above board. I mean, like clean. "Did she just see me knock you out?" I mean, like, what would you say?
I got a line for you.
That might get under his skin because I don't think he's going to attack her on a personal level or anything like that.
You ready for this?
Give it to me.
"Your reception total is going to be a blank space because you're going to have zero, Playboy."
Oh, I like that.
How about that?
You tied in her song with his receptions. See, that's genius.
See, I don't know any of Taylor Swift's songs.
That's genius right there.
I like that.
Yeah, nice. That was one of her number one hits.
Yeah. I don't know, Carl. I don't listen. That's the thing with Taylor Swift. I don't get offended because I didn't know her music. I know what she is. I know she's a phenomenon. Just don't give a – doesn't bother me one way or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's one of her number one songs of how I don't know how many she's got. But, yeah, that's a great way to do it. He probably would know that. That's a good way to put it.
Exactly. Or why not say, "Dude, what's with your haircut? You look like Uncle Rico."
you can say that, too.
This new lid's not working for him.
Yeah, and – stash is a little much, but that's okay.
Yeah. Who's going to tell him that, though?
Yeah. Not her. Well, yeah, exactly.
"Hey, Uncle Rico, how's your afternoon?"
Like, who's going to tell him that? He's like, "You know who my girlfriend is." Like, that's his response right now.
Exactly. It's his world. We're just living in it. All right. Did you guys see Nikki Glaser last night after the football game?
The hilarious Nikki Glaser?
She was the star of the Tom Brady roast,
okay,
if you remember. She absolutely killed it. So, because of that, I guess the folks at Amazon were like,
"Let's put Nikki Glaser."
Nikki Glaser, football seems to work, right? So, in the post-game show, they brought her on the set with Clarissa Thompson and Andrew Whitworth and Ryan Fitzpatrick and Richard Sherman. Yeah, didn't really work.
What, did she say stuff about those guys?
She did. Most of it I cannot play, so I will just read some quotes of the stuff I can play. "The Jets have a new quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, or as I like to call him, Throw Rogan." She said that.
Throw Rogan.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah. That isn't bad.
Obviously, Aaron obviously involves some alternate conspiracy theories, as Rogan is.
Of Andrew Whitworth, she said that he looks like a dime store version of Shrek.
He said, no, Men's Warehouse Shrek.
Men's Warehouse Shrek.
Ooh.
Yeah. And the best one was, to start the broadcast, she goes to Carissa Thompson and says, Your photograph is the one that I use when I go to my plastic surgeon.
She said that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought the funny one, she said that, we talked about Sherman, she said he was Busta Rhymes on Ozempic.
On Ozempic,
I love that.
That's cute.
I love that.
Right.
But that's kind of cool.
But the lines.
And accurate.
So the lines
said
themselves.
Said that Tony Gonzalez was a genie you can only summon by rubbing the crotch of a sensible Talbot's pantsuit.
That's funny.
Right.
See, that made me laugh.
But it didn't work.
No, but
in the setting.
Because those guys don't get the jokes.
Right.
With all due respect, it's clever, and they don't get the jokes.
It was like crickets, you know? On the stage. Like,
yeah.
Like
Ryan Fitzpatrick called him Sacked Galifianakis.
Yes.
That's not bad. It could be worse. But no, in a roast situation when you've got a live audience that's going to react, when you got four people standing around who don't want you on their segment to begin with, they're not going to react to your stuff, which, again, the Amazon producers, we said this earlier, I don't know who's producing this stuff. You had that awkward moment with
Make a call, Mike. Make a call, Aaron Rodgers.
I'm just saying, whoever's producing this show, it's a crap game. It's 24-3. It's a blowout. I mean, they get this dramatic shot of the Statue of Liberty, Al Michaels, and there's the Statue of Liberty. You know what? I'm beginning to understand why people do say that Al is seeming like totally
gone, mailing
it in gone, and not interested. But no, if you didn't see the awkward moment between Salah and Aaron Rodgers, that was a big story, and they never revisited it live on the broadcast.
Yeah, they certainly had plenty of time because the way the Patriots were playing, yuck. But
yeah, so nice idea. Just
I didn't see it just the wasn't, way it's going
to
work.
Yeah, just didn't execute it well.
But this happened after the game was over.
And apparently they're going to do this five more times.
Okay, well, that's why I didn't, because I tuned out when I knew
no
it was
one's
like
watching.
5 minutes left.
I read about this in the New York Post. Yeah. No one saw it.
Yeah, but the clips went viral online. And again, she's funny, but it's the way that the guys and gals on the panel were just death staring her and not interacting at all. It just did not work. All right, real quick before we get out of here, maybe the last beautiful, warm weekend that we're going to have for quite some time.
And I'm cool with
that. Yeah, what are you guys cooking?
Ironically, you said that.
I am fine with that because I'm ready for some cool weather, to be honest with you. I'm ready to wake up to crisp mornings and nice, cool afternoons. But this weekend, man, listen, we're going to be out on Sunday. It's kind of a weird Sunday because unlike the Falcons being on the road and having a Sunday night game,
right, we
were just talking about what are we doing as far as food. It will probably be something from a tailgate down at the game as we'll be down there for majority of the day. And I know a lot of folks are going to be hanging out, but I'll be honest with you, Turtle. I have no idea right now because the folks that we tailgate with, it's almost like show up and there's new stuff every week. Like every time there's a home game.
Potluck?
Yeah. And so I will see what is being served. But Sunday, man, I'm just looking forward to all the fun and seeing Falcon fans having a good time and just, man, enjoying this moment. Because, again, it'd be great to say we're the Chiefs and we're on Sunday Night Football so much that we're sick of it.
Right.
But we haven't gotten to that point yet.
But we definitely got some juices. You know, we joked around yesterday about Chris Collinsworth saying he obviously was rooting for the Falcons to not be 0-2. I mean, this is a game which I think nationally is all of a sudden much more intriguing than it might have been, you know, earlier when you saw the schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, with that note, we're going to talk some dogs next. Oren, hit my music.
We do have some big college football games. Georgia is off. They're getting ready for Alabama. Alabama, that'll be next week. And trust me, we'll talk plenty about it. But who's Georgia Tech got this weekend? And what games should you be paying attention to in the SEC? We'll tell you about it coming up as we're broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.